we just gotta stay a hungry team. You know, we're losing some great seniors, but we have a lot of great young players that will step up, and this year is just a great year to learn a lot of things, and I think we'll be the same team next year. And as long as we stay humble, we grind hard in the offseason, don't let our heads get too big, I think we'll be here next year.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Let's go to Ken in Costa Rica talking Browns offensive coordinator search. What's up, Ken?
Doing. People say, and I've heard a couple of times, that Peyton finished as a Bronco and as a quarterback. I've also heard that Jimmy Haslam and Peyton Manning are somewhat good friends. Is there any chance that you might see Peyton Manning in something to do with the Browns offense next season if he doesn't go back? And my second question would be, have you heard anything about the new uniforms we're supposed to be getting?
The new uniforms, I know, are top secret. They'll be unveiled, I believe, sometime next April, or this April, not next April. In a few months, you'll get an unveiling there. It'll be a big to-do, certainly there for the Browns. So that's on that side. On the Peyton side, yeah, there are talks. There have been, you know, long, strong links between Jimmy Haslam and Peyton Manning. Some people have wondered if he would come in as kind of a football czar here. I have no idea. I know the relationship is strong, and I'd imagine if Peyton wants to stay in football, that is going to be a relationship that Jimmy Haslam would certainly try to do something with. I just don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't know that he'd be an offensive coordinator.
No. And would you, I mean, and was he referencing a role, or was he referencing him being a quarterback here in Cleveland?
I think he meant, I don't think he meant being the quarterback here. I think he meant like a role in the offense.
Yeah.
As a coach.
Just for me personally, and having knowledge, some knowledge about, you know, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is a lot like Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson owns movie theaters and Starbucks. I believe besides Papa John himself, Peyton Manning is second in the Papa John's hierarchy, I guess you could say, in the number of franchise that he owns. So he's a businessman outside, and he has built up himself outside of football. And I believe that the other rumor I heard, and it might have actually come from Bruce Hooley to reference him again, WKNR analyst, is that Peyton Manning and John Elway have grown very, very close, and the two of them, in Mr. Bolin, who's the owner of the Broncos, not being in the greatest of health, that the two of them could put together a group and buy the Denver Broncos as well. So he could be an owner of that team.
Wow. That would be certainly very interesting there. Something to think about, something to ponder. I just thought from watching that playoff game that, you know, I think he's just I just didn't see it with him anymore. Maybe it is the injuries, but he's been through so many injuries. The amazing thing is, as good as he's been in the playoffs, he has every bad playoff record. Most playoff losses, most home playoff losses, most one and outs in the playoffs, etc. But the guy is definitely the greatest regular season quarterback of all time.
He is. I mean, and he's just so efficient. And I think also, too, as we saw this season from some of our own, you know, Cleveland Browns, Josh Gordon being the one that I'll kind of highlight, is it looks kind of disinterested, you know, and not quite at the cutting edge that they have been at times in their career. Josh Gordon, we got just a snippet of it last football season, but it seemed like Peyton Manning wasn't pressing as hard as he usually presses. His disappointment seemed more significant in his receivers or when something would go bad, whereas otherwise Peyton Manning would just stay very even keel, knowing that he'd get the ball back. And what he did, he just seemed overly concerned with all the bad that was going on when it wasn't just very easy to him as it had been in many times in his career.
Yeah, I just don't think it was easy as well. All right, before we get out of here, what was your favorite moment and or play from last night's game?
Oh, man. I want to.
And what did you think about that last touchdown? I mean, you could take a knee right there, right? 28 seconds left. I was surprised. And then Oregon's coming out running plays. I was like, somebody's just going to get hurt for no reason. What
yeah,
is going on?
Exactly. I didn't mind the touchdown, probably because I'm a Buckeye.
If you were a Duck, what would you say?
I'd say it was uncalled for. So absolutely see where you're coming from in that. My favorite play, and it was only because I almost called this shot, On multiple shows, on multiple platforms, and many friends that have come up to me and asked me, I might have talked about on the show yesterday, leading up to the football game yesterday, was that Marcus Mariota would miss time or get knocked out at some point from Bosa. And so when Bosa got that hit on him, if he just got a little bit chunkier of a hit on him, and you know, and Mariota did not get rid of the football, I thought Bosa would have decapitated Mariota and ended his football career in whole. But it was just and that's what I love about what I do. I get to talk about a game that I love, a game that I'm very passionate about. Of course, a team that I'm very passionate about was playing in this. But to I can say anything's going to happen. You know, Jerry's going to open the roof, and there is no roof to open. And, you know, people will listen. And it's just I love what I do, and I got close to my shot in Mario. But he did miss a play. And
he
so.
Did. No, that was a good call. It was a good call. I like it. All right, we got to thank Mike Doss for joining us. Thanks, Brown senior staff writer Andrew Gribble as well. Nathan's girl, Matt Wilhelm, saying thanks for joining us for a hybrid edition of Cleveland Browns and Ohio State Buckeyes Daily. We'll be back with some more Browns talk, a look at the offensive coordinator search, and much, much more as this week rolls on. I think we'll get into an offensive line review, a position with quite a few bright spots for it on the Browns this season. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See you.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.